David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and J Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap J Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
And welcome into the Cap and J Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We got Jay, we got Randy here on a snowy Tuesday. Hope that you're keeping it safe and keeping it locked in here to Cap and J Hood. We're with you until 10, and then it's Mike Greenberg at 10, Carmen and Yurko at 12, Waddle and Sylvie at 2, Black and Abdallah at 6, Freddie and Fitzsimmons at 8. All part of the mix right here on ESPN 1000. And good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. As always, we appreciate you checking in, watching the show, and keeping the conversation going, brought to you by DraftKings. And Cap, so almost 24 hours ago, over our shoulders on the big screen TVs here at the old National Bank studio, we were seeing on the lower third, that's what they call in the old TV biz, the banner they have on the bottom, what the topic is about Justin Fields. Justin Fields, MVP candidate. Now, of course, we don't have the sound on because we're providing our own soundtrack here.
Correct. So, and I said to you, he means someday. You looked at me and went, I don't think so. I'm like, he can't be talking about this year.
Well, you know about the Get Up and First Take. And by the way, when we talk about those shows, those are our colleagues. We're just talking about sometimes the outlandish producers putting stuff out there for topic and for conversation. To me, sometimes it's over the top. Because to me, Cap, I think that we have lost in our sports society the patience to wait on young players.
Correct.
Because of shows like that.
Correct.
I can't blame Sports Illustrated. I can't blame the Tribune or the Sun-Times, the USA Today for this.
Correct.
Because what they would do is give you profile pieces. Oh, young player playing well, and here's why, and here's some quotes, and here's the progression of this young player and how he's learning, all this stuff, right? Nope. That's why we don't have periodicals anymore, pal. Hard to find a newspaper these days because that's the newspaper. What we're doing here with audio and what they're doing with television, telling you about Justin Fields and MVP.
Completely agree.
Your guy, Dan Orlovsky, there he was yesterday, 24 hours ago, on First Take. The question about Justin Fields. Justin Fields, MVP consideration this year?
That the situation in Chicago before this season was the worst you'd ever seen.
I stand by
for
that.
A young quarterback. Where are they now?
I also said this, Greeny, that if Justin was somehow able to overcome it, he would be in the MVP conversation. I do not think that's an outrageous statement. I honestly believe Justin's play is going to warrant him getting into that conversation. Now, he is not going to win it with the way that Tua's playing and Patrick and all that stuff, but he has been so remarkable over this last month that you sit there and say that player, if he was on a team that was going to win more, would be in the MVP conversation. You want to talk about developing as a pocket passer. I want to leave. No, I don't want to leave. Can't. Now I have to. And can you go make something happen? The direction of the receivers down the field, like that's the perfect example of becoming a pocket passer to becoming a talented player. Here it is again. Reset. Don't leave just because you can, Justin. Hang, and deliver another perfect ball. Those are the things for me that will stand out because as great as a talent as he is, it'll all come back to can you develop. And that first clip for me is so special, guys, because, like, I always say this about the athletic guys. Don't leave just because you can. Right. You know, like, don't leave. Don't leave because you have to. And that's the perfect example of I could leave, don't, and then I had to make a play.
Your guy, Dan Orlovsky. Your thoughts, David Kaplan. Your thoughts.
I think it's ludicrous. I just, while he was saying that, because we've heard that, I've heard it 40 times since yesterday. Justin's not even listed among the MVP candidates on points bet, and it probably goes 25 deep. Travis Kelce's 500-1 to win it, so he's not going to. Justin's not there. So I went to Offensive Player of the Year. Justin's on the list, way down the list at 50-1. Offensive Player of the Year, names like Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, Stephon Diggs, Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, Saquon Barkley, Josh Allen, and many, many more. So that is, like, if you wanted to say, boy, if you drop Justin on the Chiefs, he's an MVP kid, that's a fair statement. just dropped him on the Bills. He's an MVP candidate. Okay. He's a candidate on the moribund 3-7 lousy-ass Chicago Bears. Stop. That's just a dumb take.
See, here's my problem with this. Because people that consume First Take or Get Up will only hear Dan Orlovsky says Fields an MVP candidate, and people will run with that. And they'll keep it in their brain. Because next year, if the Bears underachieve, wait a minute, this guy was supposed to be an MVP candidate. That guy sucks. And you know what? I protect our show, and I protect my sports feelings on that, meaning that I'm not going to take myself there to say Justin Fields, MVP candidate, because of the simple point, Cap, just 10 seconds. Here's the simple point. Fields' success is predicated on polls and the personnel that he brings in.
Agreed. Well said.
Can't be an MVP if you got no one to throw to.
You only needed 7 seconds.
Well, you can't be MVP if you have no one to protect you.
Correct.
You can't be MVP if you don't have an idea of what you want to be offensively besides him running the football.
How'd the game end the other day?
Loss.
Down the stretch, they had Justin pinned back in the backfield. And everyone's like, why didn't you roll them out? Because the Lions stopped it. They wouldn't allow it. And guess what? Nobody's open. And he gets sacked.
See, Shay, here's the point. And this is how we boil it down. And Randy, you know, Randy knows this better than anybody. It's about looking at the team. Justin Fields cannot win the MVP by himself.
Agreed.
All right? This ain't Andre Dawson in 87 win the MVP for a terrible Cubs team, right? This is the NFL. Where he cannot do it by himself, Cap. The only way he could be MVP is that Eberflus steps up and he's a better coach and there's weapons around him. It's Getsy, the offensive coordinator. There's a system in place where he doesn't have to run for 200 yards a game. You can't be MVP by yourself. This is why this is stupid.
It's dumb.
The idea that he's a MVP consideration because he runs with the football and the fourth quarter late, he can't make any plays because the Lions have shut off the running lane, so now he can't make a play? That look like MVP to you? No, because it takes time. You people get on you about Patrick Williams, say, this guy's a bust. He's not even 21, not even legal yet. He's not even 21 yet.
No, he just turned 21 in August.
He just turned 21 this year. But they want him to be Kevin Garnett yesterday.
Correct.
That's not right.
Agreed. But that's the society we live in today.
It's your fault, Shay. It's your fault.
I know you guys make fun of me for being the hot take artist during Shot or No Shot sometimes. I'm not like this. I've never asked this question. This question has never even come close to being on my radar. To me, when I heard it, and I told you I was off yesterday. My birthday weekend. I enjoyed myself. I took some time for myself. And then I heard this at the end of the night, and I go, what the hell? How can you even make this argument?
Agreed.
All I would say is, the way I would tailor it, and I'm, hey, sorry, it doesn't make the same headlines it would with this, and they're probably not playing this soundbite everywhere, but the way I'm saying it, Randy, is, well, I think Justin Fields has the ability to be an MVP for the future based on the electric play we've seen so far. Sorry, I know it doesn't make headlines, but, I mean, that's how I would feel.
Don't you think the reason why the consideration is even being made is because of the splash plays that he's made? Like, he's made the spectacular plays. He's got himself noticed, right? I mean, I'm with you. There's no way an MVP can be by himself in the NFL. NBA, Michael Jordan basically did it on his own, right? But NFL, it's almost impossible.
And on top of that, let me just say this. It's not even about the offense, Cap. The defense as well. How about this? The team is good enough on both sides of the football where the team is, I don't know, a playoff team. Got to be MVP for a team that doesn't make the playoffs? I mean, that sucks. But the point is, though, is that Justin Fields can't get to where he needs to be until the team is elevated, until the team has talent. This whole idea that, well, he's an electric runner with the football, so that's an MVP guy. You have a list in front of you of 8 to 10 guys or 15 guys are way ahead of him right now. That's why he's not an MVP now. Next couple years, maybe. Now, let's not put that out there because people will say, oh, look at the Bears, another 7-win team in year 2. Look at this, they barely made the playoffs in year 3. Justin Fields sucks. That ain't fair.
That's not fair. He's got to have more talent around him. We've been screaming it since July.
Well, isn't this And it goes back to Monday Night Football last night. And I've said it a few times on this show, but isn't this like the perfect blueprint to just follow what the Eagles did? You get a little bit better next year, 9-7. Maybe you make the playoffs, get in as the seventh wild card team. And then the following season, everything comes together at once.
Progress is not linear, though.
You have the MVP quarterback. You get the talent around. But, Cap, I'm saying, isn't that the blueprint to follow? Right there.
That's what you hope. But, again, you'll have an injury pop up. You're like, what? Like, the Bengals were on that track. Draft, terrible team. Draft Joe Burrow. Here we go. He blew his ACL.
Mm-hmm.
It happens. It's not always just take off.
But shouldn't you plan in? I'm not saying, like, obviously, if somebody gets catastrophically injured, then all things go out the window. But I'm saying right now, where we stand, Fields is a franchise guy. He plays similar to Jalen Hurts. You kind of are in a similar situation with the cap and your ability to go and get draft capital the next couple seasons. Isn't that the blueprint?
Yeah, that's what you hope.
Blueprint. Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
Yes, it is. And having the coach that you can believe in, that could be around for a while, not fired in the first two or three years of the season.
Right. I would like to know that Eberflus bought a home in Arlington Heights because he's going to be coaching.
We'll see, right?
At least a condo.
Yeah, at least a condo, yes. Rent, not buy. Definitely rent.
Buy.
No. Not in this league. Actually, that's an NBA trope because you might be around for 2 years or less.
I remember standing next to Joel Quenneville and his wife, Boo, and she said, I said, where do you guys buy a house? She said, buy. My husband's a hockey coach. No, we don't buy.
Never
we
know.
We rent.
Yeah, never know.
We rent nice, but we rent.
All right, so let's get on the train, Cap, the hype train. If getting on the Justin Fields hype train means you believe he will be top three in the MVP next season, you say top five, right?
Yeah, top five.
Okay, so if getting on the Justin Fields hype train means that you believe that he'll be top five in the MVP next season, are you buying a ticket for that train or are you staying on the platform? Buying a ticket or staying on the platform as far as top five?
A great question.
Next year for the MVP. So, Randy, let's open the phone lines on this. 312-332-3776. 332-ESPN is our phone number. Hype train. Top five MVP next season. You going to buy a ticket to that? You think so? Or do you stay on the platform and say, nah, I'm not getting on that train just yet? We'll take your phone calls and your reaction next on Cap and Jay Hood.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Glad that you're with us here as we talk to you about the hype train. You remember the hype train, right, Cap?
I do.
Petticoat Junction had a hype. They had a hype train. They had one of those as well. So we're asking you if getting on the Justin Fields hype train means that you believe that he's going to be top five in the MVP next season, are you buying a ticket or are you staying on the platform? Let me answer the question before we go to the phone line. So am I buying a ticket for top five MVP for Justin Fields? The answer is no, I am not. And the reason why I'm not is because it's a process up there at House Hall. Just because there's cap space and free agents that will be coming in doesn't necessarily mean that the Bears are going to be all in to the point where they're one of the best teams in the NFC and they're going to the Super Bowl. I want that every year, but I understand it's a process. Yeah, I mean, very few. We saw this with the Bengals, from not a very good football team to the Super Bowl. I don't see that with this football team yet because Justin has to develop. He's got to get the right weapons. And, of course, the defense has to be good, too. It's not just about offense. It's about the defense, too. I don't think that they could be able to rush the passer at an excellent rate next season because those are going to be some new players. That's the hope, but I don't think it's going to happen. So for next season, I'm staying on the platform.
Yeah, if I could call Amtrak and say, could I buy a ticket for the 2024 fall? I've got to get on that hype train. Well, we don't have those for sale yet. You got to buy 2023. Boy, it'd be tough because I can't see how they fix everything in 1 year.
No.
So I would probably say, honey, I got these on hold. Let's see what happens in the spring before I put down the rest of the money. I've got time. Today, I can't buy a ticket on the hype train top five next season today. But if, oh my God, they did what? They traded for who? Okay, I'm in. Because I promise you, I just texted our friend Jim Miller from Hawthorne. He's like, I don't know about this. It's where wide receivers go to die. Justin's completing 59%. I promise you, he will win an MVP in his career in a Bears uniform.
It just won't happen next year, Cap, because, again, I expect year three, year four, you to see some progress. Just because you have cap space and just because you have draft picks doesn't necessarily mean that you're the top of the NFC North or the top of the NFC or vying for the Super Bowl. I don't see that. It takes time. You have Justin Fields because here's the thing. If I buy a ticket and it goes from one end to the route to the other and I don't get a playoff, oh, what's wrong with the offense? You know, this Eberflus is overrated. Oh, this Justin Fields. I'm not getting in that race. Sorry. It's a young quarterback.
You have to get 23.
Yeah, that's why. So I can't buy a ticket. I'm standing on the platform freezing because I'm not getting on that train of, an MVP. That means a lot of things have to go right for the Bears. A lot.
Agreed.
So that's why. It's not just offense. It's defense. It's the coaching and everything else. That's all going to come together in year two.
But it's close.
Close means they're going to make the playoffs next year.
Okay, top 10 if you said.
No shot.
I think he'll finish in the top 10 next year. I would buy that ticket.
It's predicated on the team. It's predicated on both sides of the football.
I expect a better team next year. Now, again, I don't know what those moves are going to be. Today, Mindy, give me the credit card. I'm buying a seat on that top 10 hype train for both of us.
Let me tell you something. If the Bears can't stop anybody, he can't win MVP.
I didn't say win it. Top 10.
No, I'm saying if he can't get into the MVP conversation at all if the Bears can't stop anybody. And it's not even his side of the football. It's about the team, Cap. That's how you get there.
Okay.
It's wins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wins. Say Dawson. like it's not like Justin Fields lights the world on fire offensively and the Bears are still, 7-10. That ain't good enough.
Agree. But top 10, I think he can get there next year.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Beautiful Hyde Park. Here's Taylor on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Taylor. All right, Shay, bring him up there. Taylor from Hyde Park, go ahead.
Yeah. What's up, guys? How you
doing? What's up?
Good.
How's business, Taylor?
Good as always. You know, when it snows outside, people kind of stay inside and you know what they want to do when they're inside, so.
Blaze
that's
away.
Always a good thing.
Okay.
All right.
So what do you think of this Fields train? What do you think of the conversation?
Train? This thing is like a bicycle. The man hasn't even passed over 200 yards yet. Like, aren't the Bears last in passing yards? MVP for a quarterback? We're last in passing yards? This makes no sense. Yes, he's very dynamic. Yes, he's run his tail off, made some amazing cool plays. But the man still doesn't pass for over 200 yards in like 8 weeks. Are we seriously sitting here talking about a quarterback winning MVP, but he can't pass the ball? So I'm just baffled at how they can even think that basically one of the last teams in passing offense, how a quarterback can win an MVP. Makes no sense to me. And people compare him to Cam Newton, I kind of agree. But let's not forget, Cam passed like 1,200 yards his first three games in the league. Mm-hmm. He was lighting it up in the air. So until I see at least a 200-yard passing game and some accuracy, I can't even see how you can sniff MVP. Top 10? Are you kidding? There's 10. There's like four of the quarterbacks in the division that are better than him at the quarterback position. So
Let me ask you a question, Taylor.
Jordan
if I
Love?
Told you right now there is a draft of quarterbacks and you got to keep the guy for the next 7 years, how high you taking Justin?
He's probably top 20.
Oh, you're out of your mind. You are sampling your product.
Taylor, we appreciate the phone call. Now he leaves line open, 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Rashad is on the south side on Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000. Hey, Rashad.
Jay Hood, I dropped my four wings early.
Oh, did you?
Oh, I'm eating.
Mild sauce?
I'm eating.
Mild?
Mild sauce, fried hard. Let me tell you something. All right, now, Cap, I haven't called in since I told you we'd win the division this year, and we're an Ishmael drop, a St. Brown drop, a penalty on Claypool, and a
don't do this.
On Jalen away from being at least 500.
Now, they're in dead last.
Hold on. You told me you were giving me an opportunity. Now, let me tell you this. Besides defense, we watched the Chiefs win a Super Bowl doing nothing but outscoring teams.
Talk into your phone. We can't hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, go ahead.
All right. I'm sorry. There's a little mouse also on the microphone.
Okay.
Look.
Yeah.
Let me say this. Okay. We should have been 500 barely if we had anything above average on the skill set at the skill position. Can we agree on that, please? Can we please agree on that?
No.
If we had adequate receivers, Ishmael dropped the touchdown. We also had an issue. I'm not gonna squabble over that. I'm going to say this. The Chiefs construct what Poles is bringing here is the inverse because of the climate and the conditions and the circumstances that Chicago wins with. This identity of running the ball as explosive as the Chiefs' passing game does transfer to him being recognized as an MVP caliber player. Because the numbers we're seeing, there is no comparable other than Colin Kaepernick, who reached the NFC title game and a Super Bowl with the same type of plays, same type of skill set. To say that there's no fathomable way, I don't believe it. And I'll drive down there right now and stand in front of that window and watch film with you, Cap. I'm up to 1,000 hours, brother. 1,000 hours on the tape.
Rashad, they're in dead last in the division. They're in dead last. I told you they're going to finish last in the division. I said that in July, and you all laughed at me. They're going to sweep the Lions, Cap. No, they're not. They'll be lucky to win one.
Sean, we appreciate the phone call. We go to Plainfield. Here's Space on ESPN 1000. Okay, Space. Okay. What's your idea?
Cap, Hoodie, what's up, fellas? How y'all feeling?
We're great, man.
Man, we're just a drop or two away. We'd be the Eagles. I mean, come on. What are we doing here?
Hey, look, I'll tell you like this. If you tell me Justin will finish top five, top 10, especially top 10, I don't know what the other guy was talking about. You give him top 20. What? You are tweaking there. If you tell me top five next year, top 10, I'm buying a ticket. Because, I mean,
but not top five, right?
Definitely top 10. Top five. I might buy one for top. I put $20 on it. I'm not emptying out the bank account, but I put 20 on it. Mm-hmm. You know, here's the thing. He's with what he's doing with nothing, absolutely zero right now. We have replacements. We have bench members starting right now. So what he's doing with nothing is just showing that he has potential to do if you add a little bit of something. Now, the key is how much faith do we have in Ryan Poles to get it right. That's the key. So far, he's impressed me. I'm cool. I give him a B grade. So I think he can bring some talent to this team to help Justin out. But he's literally keeping us in every single game by himself. So just factoring that factor, if he starts from the beginning and he plays hot like he's doing now these last four or five games, I mean, the potential is endless. So I'll buy a ticket for a top five. Top 10, oh, I'm definitely doing it.
Just hand me your money because that's just wasting it. Top five or MVP, just hand me the money.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I'll book that.
You can't be MVP just because you run the football. Because the team has to be good. Yeah, yes, it's an individual award, but it's also predicated on how good the team is and how it's built.
But he can make plays with his arm if they will get him some time.
Big ifs. Big ass ifs.
I believe Poles are going to get him some time. They're going to fix the O-line to the best of their ability.
Yeah, you can't be MVP until you are sure that the team is going to be a solid playoff team. I can't see that this upcoming season. Playoffs, it'd be great. I don't see it. And the MVP, that means you have to be excellent. Elite. Bears going to be elite? No, they won't. It's going to take time.
Right.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Worst weekend's right around the corner. Danny's going to put money in your pocket and won't.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Swept by the Pirates?
We can only ask or wonder that he is asking some departed relative for forgiveness for this atrocious performance.
Falling in an outhouse? Or maybe a dose of instant karma?
The evidence would lead me to believe that he did not break the plane before getting rid of the ball. And who knows what's going on inside that helmet?
It's time to find out who had the worst weekend on Cap and J-Hood.
It's time for the worst weekends here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood with you. Of course, we usually would do this on Mondays, but during the NFL season, Cap, during the Bears season, we just don't have time for worst weekends on Monday because we got to get our Bears thoughts out. So that's why we have worst weekends.
Look, the Bears always dominate. Always. If they announce that they're working out some receiver, it makes news.
That's true.
It is what it is. We love that. That's why we love being in a Bears town.
That's why we love talking about the swing tackle, because everyone cares.
No, we don't talk about swing tackles.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Did Courtney not talk to us about the swing tackle in the summer?
Yeah. And we looked at each other. And nobody cares. No. Wide receiver? Different story.
Everybody cares about the Bears. That is for sure. As we turn to Shay Norley now with the candidates for the worst weekend.
Snore it up, kid.
All right, let's start with Finn Wolfhard, one of the stars of Stranger Things, yes. Who had his kissing ability aired out by his co-star
What's
in TV
name?
Romance, Finn Wolfhard.
Never heard.
Old radio name for me back in the day in 89.
It does. It sounds like one.
That was my radio name, Randy, if you know about this. Rock Island. I was there.
Great place. That. Great place to visit.
Yeah, I worked there for a long time. Money stretches well out there.
Yeah.
What you were saying now about Wolfhard.
His co-star, Millie Bobby Brown, in the show and his TV love interest, went on Vanity Fair, did an interview on a lie detector where she was asked if he's a good kisser, said no.
Yeah.
Was asked if he's gotten better, said not with me. Just had his whole ability aired out. His whole game is out there in public.
I mean, yes, they're acting, but I mean, would you want someone to say in public that you're not a good kisser?
No.
That sucks. I mean, keep that in house if you want me to kiss you better. I mean, we're acting. How do you want me to kiss you like I kiss my wife if I'm acting? Cap.
No.
I know you would because it's a free kiss. Tongue. Oh, God. Pardon me. First day with my new tongue. Come on, Cap. Wow. You don't kiss a strange.
Take my tongue out for a walk.
You don't kiss an actress like you kiss your wife. You're not supposed to.
What does she look like?
You know what? You're a dirty old man.
Yep.
All right. That's a worst weekend. What else do we have?
How about this woman, Linda Hill, owner of Hill House Manor in Gainesville, mm-hmm. who says her house is haunted. And she was being hit on by one of the ghosts. She went on Fox News and talked about this. Listen to this woman talk about her experience in her house.
All right, give it
well, you know, we've got all kinds of ghosts. We've got kids and we've got old people, old guys, and we've got hookers. That's what you're talking about is the hookers of Hill House Manor. They tend to come on to men. Because they tend to be hookers. And, like, men will report having somebody has stroked their face or stroked their arm.
Someone's running a train
or
now.
Or touched them on the shoulder. Can I be heard Come over on. The train?
Wow. Yes? I mean, that's paranormal right there.
Wow.
Apparently that must be true. Because you can hear the train being the plowing of the train right there, Cap. Go right ahead, sir.
Crazy.
Struggling to rent out her bed and breakfast, the Hill House Manor, because there are horny hooker ghosts.
Now, you watched that. What did you think? What did Judge Gene Pirro have to say about that, Cap? You were watching.
I don't watch Judge Gene Pirro. Yeah,
go ahead, Cap. What did they say on the 5 about that? Go ahead.
I don't know.
What did Tyrus have to say? Go ahead.
Who?
You watch. Don't play.
I don't watch any of that.
Okay.
You're better than that.
Now you want to be disingenuous with the audience. Okay.
I'm not being disingenuous.
You know the whole lineup over there, so just tell me. What did Judge Jean have to say with her wine?
Don't know.
I tell you what, honey. Tell me that. What did she have to say, Cap? No? Okay. You believe in the paranormal. You died once. You saw something.
Well, I did not see, like, ghosts or people. I can just tell you, and people who haven't heard the story, I'm not going to bore you with the whole story again. You're going somewhere. When my heart stopped, you are headed on a journey somewhere. And then I was brought back. Paddles clear. He's back.
But you
some
went
people
somewhere.
In their car right now going, damn it.
You, no one wants you to die. But you went someplace.
You're headed somewhere.
Joey G, you believe in ghosts?
I don't believe in ghosts, but I believe in angels.
All right. What else, what else do you have there? Shane, what else do you have?
All right. How about a man at the Bulldog Bar? Let me make sure. Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
How about that?
In the parking lot, he goes, he sees his friend and a group of people. He goes to hug his friend. Well, at the time, his friend was showing off a knife. Stabbed him.
Oh, on purpose?
Accidental.
Accidental.
Guy hugs his buddy while he's showing off a knife. Gets stabbed.
Wow.
Joey, did that ever happen in Melrose? Someone gets accidentally stabbed?
Absolutely.
You seen it?
Witness one.
Wow.
How big was the knife, Joey?
9.
Oh, that was 9 inches.
It's a big knife.
A big knife there.
9-inch blade, yeah. It was a, I don't want to talk about it on the radio.
Well, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I understand. Yeah, you don't want to be a witness. I understand.
Listen, I got something for you. How's it? Welcome back to ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Very, very good.
Like that.
Very good.
I'm practicing for next week, son.
He's going to drive the show. Okay, that's fine.
So good.
When I'm on the show, didn't Shay tell you yet when he came back?
No, he did not.
All right, listen, I called about the Justin Fields.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. We're in the middle of worst weekends. We're just adding you to the festivities. Hang on.
Joey G also just violated his NDA, so unfortunately it's off. Next week's not going to happen.
All right, so what's
Shay, welcome back, buddy.
Thanks, pal.
What's the next thing on worst weekends?
How about Twitter? Because they had to pause the verification over the weekend after a litany of accounts got made with fake badges.
Yeah.
And an Eli Lilly fake account with a verified badge tanked the stock of the company.
Oh, no.
Wow.
See? You see that, Joey? When Twitter goes, keeping it real goes wrong. You see that? Now it tanked the whole deal.
Well, I don't Twitter.
You don't Twitter.
But I've seen other episodes like that.
You see that? Now, that's good analysis right there. I need him as a co-host. He's in and out. Sound bites.
100%.
So, but Cap, see, once again, Twitter is not real life. And for that stock to tank, come on, man. Cap.
Twitter is not real life. And 90% of the world doesn't even use it.
That's brutal. That's brutal.
Brutal.
Okay, so those are 4 candidates for worst weekends?
Correct.
All right, let's put that on the poll, Randy, at ESPN 1000.
The kisser.
The kisser, that's brutal.
The hug with the stab.
Yes.
The
paranormal. The
paranormal
ghost.
Whore ghost.
The whore ghost, yes.
And what am I missing?
And the fourth one we just talked about.
And the fourth one. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Talk about Eli Lilly.
Correct. How would you vote?
That's brutal when it comes to money. I don't like that. Yeah, how Twitter tanked the stock pretty much.
Yeah, but it ain't my money.
Fair.
I think it's hugging and getting stabbed.
What about the ghost?
This sounds like a good place to stay.
How about that, Joey? A place where there's ghosts that like to have sex with you.
I'm in.
It says Joey G, Melrose Park Fields question. What's your Fields question, Joey?
My Fields question was your question.
What's that?
The train. The platform or the train ticket?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Cap, son,
Yes.
Can somebody win an MVP 1,200 yards rushing and 800 yards passing and not making the playoffs and stinking?
No.
No.
Okay. All right.
He's got a
I'm on the train for next year. Stamp my ticket, bag of beef sandwiches. By the way, Cap, thanks. And
got it.
You, Cap, I love you, buddy. You know that.
Fresh cut fries, too. A little crispy.
Yeah, and how could somebody call Eaton talking to the show? That's unbelievable. But I know he's a regular. I got mild sauce on my wings. Hold on a second.
Joey, we love you. Have a great day, man.
Listen, always a pleasure. And I love you guys like family, and I'm sure you know that by now.
Yes, we do. We feel mutually the same.
Thank you, Joey G.
That's our guy.
Coming up next, Cap, our guy. He gets mentioned in the press conference yesterday. Good old number 57.
Jack.
Jack Sandborn.
And Shay, get him booked, kid. We don't do a lot of guests. We're doing that one. That's our guy.
How good is Jack Sanborn?
We planted our flag there.
Find out next on Cap and Jay Hood.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and Jay Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie. Bah, bah, bah,
bah, bah, bah. And listen to Cap and Jay Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
The Captain Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000. Thanks for kicking it with us today. By the way, our guy, Jack Sanborn, is getting a lot of love, Cap, from Coach Eberflus, and rightfully so. A couple sacks all over the field on Sunday against Detroit.
He's a stud.
But just remember one thing, Merck. Remember, started here. This is the show that said, what if, about Jack Sanborn.
That's correct.
And we were the first ones. And I said...
Man, I've been watching him for 4 years, Hoodie.
Well, no, a Wisconsin guy.
Right. And if I remember correctly, Merck had said, what are they signing that kid for?
I don't think... Is that right, Merck? Is that what you said?
No, that's not right.
Pretty close.
But you were happy to see him as a Bear, though.
100%. I loved him in Wisconsin. Yeah.
He's got a motor. But the Cap and Jay Hood show said, what if Jack Sanborn becomes a guy?
Correct.
And I also said, and I coined the phrase, remember this, you can't lose an Olin Krutz jersey. 57. That's his number, pal.
57.
Can't lose in that jersey.
Wear it with pride.
Absolutely.
Rep Olin.
Is that Thayer's number two?
Yes.
Oh, you can't lose at 57 then.
Our teammate.
Thayer?
Yeah.
Thayer and Olin. Outstanding. All right, Shay, play this for us because we have not heard this. Thoughts from Matt Eberflus on Jack Sanborn. Go right ahead.
Yeah. So he's born with good instincts, you know. Oh. So he has that, you know. He's able to discern and read his keys and be on plays fast, you know. So that's very helpful to him. You know, I've had linebackers like that over the past in my career. Mm. That guys can really know where the ball is every time. They're able to see, you know, read, you know, the steps of the back, but also see the lineman in front of them for the keys, and have their eyes move to one spot to another to diagnose plays really fast. And he has that ability. He likes to hit. He's a guy, you know, if you're a linebacker, you have to like that part of the game, the physical style of the game. And he's also has the good ability to pressure. You know, he can get one-on-one with a back and has a good ability to get slippery and slide to the side to stay vertical in that rush. And he's smart. He's really smart, really understands the defense.
Right.
And he did a nice job. He did a nice job. He's been solid in there for sure.
Oh, come on, Hoodie.
Oh, that's just play.
He was trying to be nice about the player.
That's our guy. We want him. Shay, plant the flag.
Oh,
Cap. Not have him show up on another show.
Fishing? Do you think Chauncey would talk to him? What do you mean?
Whoever. He's our guy. We planted our flag with Jack Sanborn.
How about that? How about the flowery adjectives?
Come on, Merkin. If you're worth your salt, be the best book you ever had.
I don't think so. I don't think that he'd make Merck's the second book, Jack's head book. I don't think.
Here's story number 9,799.
I don't think
Jack Sanborn.
I don't think Merck's going to be in his living room with his socks sitting there talking about Jack Sanborn. Now, for Steinbrenner, yes, he will do that. Yes, but how about those flowery adjectives?
That was amazing.
Cap,
amazing.
We got a guy.
A cigarette.
This whole thing about Justin, we got a quarterback, Shay Norling. We got a linebacker.
That's right.
We got ourselves a real, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
A linebacker.
I told you he's replacing Roquan. I told you.
Oh, we're looking. I just think the story writes itself. I think that's fun. As we go now to the Captain J Hood Cut of the Day, brought to you by
Chicago Cut Steakhouse, David Flom and Matt Moore. The Cajun ribeye is one of the favorites on the menu. Also, the Dover sole they do tableside is spectacular.
From Delaware?
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
No.
Oh! Whatever.
Cut it. It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
That would be Lou Malnati's The Passion Runs Deep. You want the greatest... Uh-oh, we just had a lady go down on State Street, just wiped out. Oh, boy.
She went down?
She did.
Got any pictures?
No.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it. It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
All right, Cap. Surprised you didn't have your phone out to see her slip and fall, go down.
Should wear a GoPro on my head for anything that goes down when they go by. No shot.
That's a great idea, actually.
That, can you imagine that? Sights and sounds of a morning show.
You'd always it'd just be the GoPro looking at your phone and the computer looking for information.
Correct.
That's what it would be. You typing away looking for depth charts. We thank you for listening and calling and twitching and being part of the program here on ESPN 1000. Our thanks to Shay Norling and Randy Merkin. How about we do this tomorrow at 7?
Rock and roll, baby. You have a great day.
For David Kaplan, I'm Jonathan Hood. Thanks for listening to ESPN 1000. So long, everybody.
Take that.
Folks, you're